Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got 3 hours of great interviews this afternoon. We've got somebody in the studio, which I'll introduce in a minute. Then between 1 and 2, we'll have the Healesville U3A. John will come in and tell us what they've been doing the last term and what's coming up in for this term. As we know, we start a new term Monday. And some of the schools started back Tuesday. And also then between 2 and 3, we've got an author coming in. He's written a book about domestic violence. So it'll be very interesting to hear. It's very topical at the moment. I know the police are very concerned about it, and we'll hear what this book's all about. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce a lady that you've heard a number of times with me. And it's Sonia from Woori Community House. Welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Alan.
It's good to have you along. And, of course, like all the schools, you started back on Monday?
Certainly did.
First of all, Sonia, just give us a quick wrap-up on how last term went.
Last term went really well. We actually even had a few things on during the school holidays this time. Things like a free dental screening for children and Hearing Australia bus for the adults.
Oh, good.
So we weren't able to fit these things in during the school terms, yep. And we found that more people were able to make it to these sessions during the holidays, so we might do a few more of those.
That's terrific. Mm. The dental one, what do they do? I mean, obviously, dental, they look at the teeth.
They check the kids' teeth.
Do they check the teeth and then encourage them to go and
Absolutely.
See a dentist?
Absolutely, and all the kids get a free pack with little toothbrushes and toothpastes and a few other goodies in there, and really encourage and are positive about children brushing their teeth.
Sonia, just before we go on, I must make an apology to the listeners. We do have people putting solar power on the roof today. They took me a bunch a while ago. Well, it wouldn't have mattered, but unfortunately, they're working to a time limit, so they're up there. If you do hear a few little noises, that's what it is, and I do apologise. It's not in your in your set at all, and it's nothing we can do. Sonia, I don't suppose you know, did they give you a bit of an update on how the children's teeth in particular? Because I do believe that the governments or the health department are a bit concerned, and that's why they've brought this screening in at the schools, that some of the young people haven't been looking after their teeth or haven't had the work done they needed to do.
Yes, I do believe that's the case. And so there's an actual qualified dentist who's checking their teeth, and that dentist speaks to the guardian or the parent who's there with them about future appointments and where they can perhaps get other free dental checkups.
Oh, right. So it's a dentist and not just somebody else that comes out to have a look.
It's not just a dental nurse or what have you. It's a proper dentist that comes out.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. And the other thing, just briefly, the hearing. Do you know how that went?
Yeah, I know that went really well. I actually had my hearing tested that day.
No surprises?
Yeah, she said I had good hearing. That was a surprise.
So maybe you've got selective hearing.
Yeah, maybe it's selective.
Maybe only hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, you apart from the fact that over the school holidays that you had these couple of programs running, would you run those same programs again or would you be looking at other programs?
Yes, we're actually looking at doing them on the first week of October, which is also during the school holidays.
Yep.
So we'll see what we can organise and then have them hopefully out there then again.
Same with the hearing?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I believe that, particularly as the generation gets older, the hearing goes down. I know there's a lot of work being done around industrial deafness because I came out of an industry. I was on the road and that sort of stuff, so and working in an office, so it didn't really worry me. But back in the days, I can remember walking into the sawmill, and for all you greenies, it was a pine mill, so and that's only a weed. But, I mean, the guys never had hearing muffs or anything. They just walked in and worked there beside machines all day long.
Yeah, occupational health and safety have really looked at these issues, and particularly things like hearing and things like I've also been to many concerts and seen many bands, and so that's what I've noticed. that these days people are using plugs and so forth just to help with their hearing.
Yep. There is a well-known singer. He was certainly in my era, and I'm not going to say who he is because I actually am still in contact with him. And he used to perform at the town halls on a Saturday night, and they used to blast the music, and now the poor guy's deaf as a post.
Yep. Yep.
So, but people didn't know.
No.
You just didn't know. So, now I've got to take a quick break, but then I want to come back and let's talk about what you've got coming up for this term. Talking to Sonia from Woori Community House, of course, down in Woori Alec. Sonia, start a new term. We've started this week. So what have you got coming up particularly for this term?
We've got quite a few workshops and activities that are happening. We've got all our older programs, the regular ones that keep being presented every term, such as our yoga and kids art, our social groups for Golden Years and the Monday Mix. We also have Mosaics coming back.
What's Monday Mix?
Monday Mix is a group of locals who meet every Monday morning for a cuppa, and it's more like a friendly social group.
At yep. Woori Community House?
At Woori Community House, yep. And then the social group on the Thursday is a group of mixed ages and mixed gender, and it's a lovely local weekly morning tea.
What, just sit around and talk? And
yeah, they sit around and they joke and they laugh, and it's quite a jolly little group.
Oh, that's good. And I think we've spoken about this before. With these sorts of groups, it's not just the day that they're there or the 2 or 3 hours they're there. Like, they meet these people down the street,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they do.
And they've got somebody else to talk to.
Some of the gentlemen from the Thursday group have now gotten together, and they have their own Wednesday group that they meet in someone's garage and have a little natter and keep an eye on everything that's going on in Warri.
Sounds good. Yep.
Yeah, so we've got all our regular classes and things happening, but we do have a few one-off workshops at the moment. Yep. And so one of them is a self-defence workshop. That'll be on the 27th of August, 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m.
Oh, good. It's at night, so the guys can get there too.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's a gold coin donation. And what it's about is just about gaining some insight into possible social situational awareness and possible responses so that you keep yourself safe. So it reminds you to, oh, well, maybe get your car keys out of your bag before you leave the premises and so forth. It's open to all ages and abilities. So if people want to bring their teens or their young children, they can do that.
One of the things too that a policeman was telling me that you're talking about the keys in the car, that as soon as you get in, you should lock the door because a number of people have come up, got in their car, left it undone, and someone's come up on the left-hand side and got
in
the car.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that one.
Yep.
And this is going to be presented by Peter Brennan, who is from the Yarra Valley Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Club. So he'll be presenting that to us.
Yep.
And then if we want to go further, we can do that. We can negotiate.
Is he going to show you what you should be doing, the
Absolutely.
Moves?
Absolutely. Apparently with their jiu-jitsu, there are some moves that you don't need to have strength or be big and forth, that they can show you some moves that you can defend yourself without having to need to be a big, strong person.
Yeah, because not everybody is big and strong.
That's right. So it'll be interesting to see what he'll be able to teach us with our abilities or lack of abilities.
And so that's for both my...
it's for everyone.
Everyone.
It's for, I would say, teens as well. I'd be encouraging people to bring their teenagers. You never know what's going to happen. There could be a scuffle on a bus and this and that and the other, walking down the shops. It's good to have a few...
We've seen a few of those escalate.
That's right. It's good to have some information in the back of your head that you might be able to do something to protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, so we've got our Magic of Bees. We've got a couple of those workshops happening again.
What's that?
Magic of Bees.
Oh, yeah.
Because bees, obviously, if we don't have bees, we can't pollinate.
No veggies and no fruit.
That's right. So they're very important. So we will be having two more workshops on that.
Who have you got doing that?
Greg.
Oh, Greg. I must get hold of him.
I remember.
I've had him in two or three times.
Yes, I've heard him talking.
I'll get him in again.
So he's been, definitely doing quite a few workshops with us. And what's been great is scout groups have also attended some of his workshops.
Yep.
So it's really good to be able to teach the kids about the magic of bees as well as adults.
Because one of the things I can remember years and years and years ago, that when I was little, people were just killing them.
Because they
didn't want to get stung. And it was thought if they hit first. But, I mean, if we keep doing that, we're going to
lose
nothing.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to lose the ability to pollinate. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Another free program that we have from July to October is Tax Help. We have a volunteer who's trained by the ATO to come out and help lodge tax returns.
Well, that's great.
So that's starting... Yep. As of now, we're taking bookings and that runs until October.
And how often's that on?
It's by appointment, so if he has quite a few appointments in a week, that's fine with him. Or we can even just narrow it down to Friday afternoons.
Yep.
So.
And what's the cost for that?
Free.
Geez, you can't do better than that. And he might even get you some money back that you didn't think you were going to get.
Absolutely. he's dealt with some challenging tax returns before, where he's had to do quite a number of years' worth and so forth, but he's been really, really good. And he's also happy to do some what we call outreach services. So at the moment we're just talking with some people from Powell Town with the mill going to be closing and forth, and setting him up there under our auspice that he can offer a couple of afternoons for free there.
Which would be terrific. And, of course, one of the things we should say to people, I know somebody that, this a while ago, that hadn't done their tax for about 6 years. And it's no good putting it off because the tax man doesn't forget you're there.
No.
He might not get you for 6 years.
But he might get you for seven.
But he'll come for you. So you're wasting your time just thinking you get away with it.
Yeah, that's right. So it's important and he can help with all of those types of issues.
Sonia, I've just got a quick break and we'll be back with more. Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes past 12. Oh, gee, the hours go quick, and it's 12 degrees. We're aiming for a top of 13 with showers increasing. And I'm talking to Sonia from Woori Community House. Sonia, you've got some more programs for us.
Yes, we do. We've got a kids' art and craft program that's on Thursday afternoons at 4 p.m. for the hour, and the kids can come along and after this school session and come and do some art and craft classes. There's some different crafts each week, and they get to take things home. So we always advise to bring an art smock or an old T-shirt.
Otherwise
they can get a bit messy. So, and this is for primary school age kids. So, yeah.
Yep.
We also have a new program for a meditation group. We have a volunteer who's coming in to run these meditation groups from this Friday from 7 till 8 p.m.
Oh,
and it's only
too.
A gold coin donation. So... Yep. It's really good to take some time out for yourself to be still, to breathe, relax, and then start off the weekend on a lovely,
gentle
manner.
All age group and all
age groups.
And gender?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Whoever would like to come along and participate.
Yep.
So that's on Friday nights. We also have a mosaic group on a Tuesday morning that starts next week. And at this stage, it's for 6 weeks, so you can come along and make something up yourself, and you can get instruction from the tutor on how to do all this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We're having a paint, dip and chip day at the community house.
Tell me what this is. What's it called, a paint?
Paint, chip and dip.
Yeah.
Or dip and chip.
Yeah.
That'll be on Sunday, the 18th of August, from 1 till 4.
And what is it?
We've got some painting stencils, canvases that we've purchased, and we can help guide you through painting those up. So there's a choice on our program. There's a choice of a few different paintings that you can choose from.
Yeah.
So you can come along and have an afternoon of painting while you dip and chip.
Yeah, what's a dip and chip?
Dip and chip, whatever we decide to do on that day.
Oh, we
whether
haven't
it
decided.
Be... You know, it could be olive, it could be sweet potato dip, it could be all sorts of chips.
Right. Yep.
The community house will provide all the art supplies, but when you come in to pay to book in, you'll be able to choose the selected print that you want to paint. And
bring an art smock too?
Oh, I think that'd be a good idea, because maybe some of the punch might kick in. So, it's all going to be alcohol-free, but it is paint, dip and chip.
That's fair enough,
but
too.
There's some beautiful paintings to choose from. You can either do it freehand or you can sketch the stencil on. But, yeah, we'll be able to provide the canvas, the paintbrushes, the paints, and you go home with a masterpiece of your own making.
Might be worth a fortune one day.
Maybe, so long as you remember to sign it down the bottom.
Yeah, you've got to sign it, don't you? And date it.
That's right, that's right. So yes, we've got a couple of events coming up also.
Yep.
We've got our annual Kids Fest event, which will be in October 2024.
What date?
On the 24th of October from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. This time we're making a few changes. We're only going to be holding it in the Waitag Reserve, and it'll be very orientated. The stalls and so forth will be pretty much kid-specific.
So now you've got to tell the Hillsville people where the Waitag...
The Waitag Reserve is just behind the Warri Community House, which is 1385 Hillsville Kooyrup Road. When you're coming from Hillsville and you're coming up the hill, it's where the building is with the painting, the graffiti, the Waitag Reserve.
The mural,
that's it. Sorry, I was thinking of the word. So it'll be in that amphitheatre section, just where the mural is.
Lovely little park too.
Yes, it is. It's very nice.
So that's on October the 24th, 3 to 6 p.m.
That's correct. And
it's
free.
And it's all abilities for children.
Absolutely. Lots of free stuff for the families. There's going to be lots of animals, farm animals as well as wild Australian animals. We'll have our Hillcrest CFA there, who always do the smoke house as well as the target practice with the water, and lots and lots and
that
lots
smoke
of free
house
stuff.
Is good.
Yeah, it's good fun, good fun. And then another thing we have is our AGM, which is our annual general meeting, and that's our yearly meeting where we ask all house members to come along to and to see if people can come onto our committee. So all the positions are available for the committee, and that will be on Tuesday the 17th of September from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. There will be refreshments provided, so please let us know if you're coming and we can cater to your needs, dietary requirements.
So that's on the AGM, 17th September, 1 to 3 p.m. at Worry House.
That's correct.
And you'd love to see a big turn up, and you'd love to see a few people put their hands up, because the Worry Community House, like a lot of organisations, do need a committee of management to support Sonia and the people down there. But it doesn't just happen, and, you know, it's the old thing that few hands make light work, don't they?
Many hands make light work.
That's it. That's it.
So if we have a few more people on our committee, it means that our meetings can be shorter, because we can get through a lot of things quicker. And by spreading the load, we can get more done.
All right, so let's really try and sell this, because I know it is difficult. Not everybody wants to get involved, but... What sort of commitment do you want from the people? Like, how many meetings and how long do they normally go?
At this stage, we have a committee meeting each month, and it's of approximately 1.5 hours.
12 months or 11 months?
11 months. There may also be less meetings depending on how things are going through the year and what we've got going on. Also, we have a couple of events that we ask our committee and our volunteers and our members to help us out at, such as our Kids Fest event that's also coming up. But being a volunteer, or you need to be a house member to be able to be on the committee, and you can choose what types of things you'd like to volunteer for. But so the minimum commitment would be about an hour and a half a month.
That's not a lot. Do the committee management have to be have working with children, or only if they want to volunteer?
No, we do require everybody who is a house. So to be on the committee, you need to have house membership.
Yep.
And we'd like to register you as a volunteer, which means that, yes, you do need to have a working with children's check. Yep. Because we do have programs for children and we do have events for children. So that, and for volunteers, that's free, and we can help you get that.
Right, can you? And the other thing is too, that if they can't get that, you don't particularly want them involved, either.
Well, that's right. I haven't actually seen anyone who's been knocked back on that. Yep. But sometimes people find the process of getting working with children check done a little bit daunting, so we can help with all of that.
Yep.
We've got photocopiers and scanners and access to computers and internet that we can help fill in everything for you.
No, that's fine. Yep. So that's on the 17th of September, which is a Tuesday,
yep,
from 1 to 3.
That's correct. And any questions, you can always contact us earlier.
Absolutely. And we'll, Sonia will give you the contact details just coming up at the 1 o'clock news. So if you have your paper and pencil ready, and look, it would be terrific if a lot of people could go along to the AGM and volunteer. But even if you don't want to volunteer, still go along and support them and let them know that you really support them.
And find out what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay, so you can call us on 59646 857, or email us on...
Again, 59...
59646 857.
Yeah.
Or email us on info@worricomhouse.org.au.
Sounds easy enough to me. And please support these things, that they've, because a lot of work goes into preparing them. And we'll take a quick break in a minute, and we'll be back to talk to more, because I'm sure there's a few more programs that Sonia would be happy to talk about.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James, One dark cloudy day that brought you from the field to your lonely pine box king, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James, Reuben James.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 16 minutes to 1 and 12 degrees. At 1 o'clock, we'll have Healesville U3A in to talk to us, tell us what's going on there. And then between 2 and 3, we've got an author to come and talk about a book on domestic violence or how they beat it. So let's talk, oh, I don't say they beat it, but how they were able to come out the other side. So anyway, we've got another couple of hours, but we're talking to Sonia from Woori Comm House. Now, when you look it up, it's not Woori Community House, it's Woori, Woori, W-O-O-R-I-C-O-M-M, Woori Comm House. Sonia, you've got some more programs you'd like to talk about.
Yes, we do. We have our Brewers Club who meet on the first Monday of each month.
Club.
Yes.
Do they make their own?
They make their own. They give each other tips and share their results and so forth. They've also had competitions, and we've had quite a... Last year we had someone who I think was a state winner, and we've also had, I think, national winners that have come from this area who are part of the Brewers Club.
Yarra Valley Brewers Club. So they bring along their little tipples and...
They do. And I think they've even got their own T-shirts and logos and everything at the moment. So they're really forming into a nice constructive group. And
so
they've
got lots of
tips.
It went out on, sorry?
The first Monday of the month from 7 p.m.
So
at the Woori Community House.
We've got quite a number of night things now, haven't
you? Yes. We generally do have quite a few programs offered right throughout the week as well as weekends. We've got some Sunday sessions and Saturday sessions and so forth. So, yeah, we do mix it up so that we can be open to all members of the community.
That's terrific.
And if anybody wants to run any groups or hold any sessions, they can contact us, hire the room or negotiate with us to come to us as a volunteer and run programs and groups. That's a great premises.
Well, that's a great opportunity, because I think I've said this to you before, that sometimes the people who have talents, when they retire, those talents are wasted, because...
And we'd love them to come over and share them with us.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
Share them with you and
for
maybe a younger
community.
Age group as well.
Absolutely. Some of the things that I think we need to be looking at different skills for is things like life skills. Budgeting, how to look at some of the different, say, for example, phone plans, and see what, you know, how do you investigate and research which one is best for you. Cooking skills is another thing that we've always looked at. So we like to run different sessions.
And I guess, and I don't want to categorise things here, but I guess very often, whether we like it or not, the lady does the cooking. I know guys do a bit, but the ladies do the bulk. And all of a sudden they find themselves as a widower. It can be daunting.
Absolutely.
And you know, some of them have never really learned how to cook, but they all of a sudden need to.
Yeah. It's great that with the younger generations now, they do share a lot of the load together, and they both know what they're doing. But there are people of my generation and older who...
You looked at me when you said that.
That's right. Who have been very set in certain roles. I know women who don't know how to pay bills or how to budget or how to access banking, and particularly now with bank branches closing down and so forth, how to do net banking and pay their bills after their partner's died.
And I was never taught to cook.
And then you've got the other side where some gentlemen don't know how to cook, who can't even boil an egg.
Well, I can now, but I was never taught young. because that wasn't my job.
Yeah, and now the roles are very general, and it's great to see young people being able to do all of that and being independent on all of that. So, you know, really the role of parents is to bring children up to be functioning members of society without those roles in there.
So, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So we also have Bunnings coming out and running a workshop for us. And it's do-it-yourself window planter boxes. So that can be for males or females, any gender.
A lot of ladies do woodwork now.
Yes, that's right, to make your own planter box.
Yep.
And then I'm not sure if they're going to be bringing things that you can plant into it, but it's definitely making your own planter box and probably decorating it as well.
And when's that?
So that's on the 14th of August from 1:30 till 3, and that's only a gold coin donation as well.
Terrific. I've got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. Get your paper and pencil ready, because during this last break, I'm sure Sonia will give you the contact details, and particularly she'd love to hear from you if you'd like to go to the AGM.
Can't buy me love. But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, no, no. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 8 minutes to one and 13 degrees. And I'll tell you more about the weather straight after the 1 o'clock news. Sonia, first of all, let's give the people the contact details so that they can get hold of you.
Okay, you can call us on 59-646-857 or email us on info@worricomhouse.org.au.
And that's all one word, Worry.
That's correct. Or just look us up on Google for Worry Community House.
And what about Facebook?
Yes, we've got Facebook as well. I imagine if you just look up Worry Community House, you will find us.
You're not too sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Right. Have you got a couple more things you want to throw us before
one
we go?
One thing that I'd really like to speak about is currently we have the Yarra Rangers Library Flexi Vehicle that comes to us fortnight.
Yep.
However, because our participant numbers have been dropping, there may be a possibility of losing this service.
So they better get back.
So what we need to do is get people coming back, even if you borrow a book or two or a DVD or order something in to be picked up from Worry.
Because you can do that, can't you? You can order the...
You can order things online. Yep. You can call the library service and get them to reserve it for you. And then you can pick it up at your convenience from Warree Community House. Yep. Even if you don't manage to read it or watch it in the 2 weeks or 4 weeks that they have available, you can always extend it or you can bring it back and reborrow it again some other time. But we just need to have participant numbers up and borrowing numbers up.
And that would be a shame to lose that just because...
Once the service goes, it's really, really hard to get it back in place. Yeah. So we need to save this service.
Yep. And I've got a daughter and... who loves reading, and she will not go on
Kindle
because she said that you can't beat turning the pages and the smell of a book.
Absolutely. And they've got many, many, many things that you can sometimes watch DVDs that haven't even come out onto the streaming net.
Okay.
Streaming things, yes. They've got series that you can borrow as well, so you can have a weekend of just watching some series.
With the cold weather coming up on Sunday and that, it's not
That's
a bad
correct.
Deal.
That's right. So it is only every fortnight, and it is this Friday, the 19th of July. And it's every fortnight after that.
So let me just ask this. Do they bring books as well?
They do bring books so that you can stand and have a look through some of the books. You can have a look through some of the DVDs and choose something to take.
Yeah, well, that's good because I was going to say this Friday is pretty quick to get something booked and brought out, isn't it? But people could come down this Friday.
Have a look and see what they've got. And if there's something particular that you want to order, you can order it from them or you can order it online.
And they'll bring it back in 2 weeks.
And it'll come. Yes, that's right.
Can't do better than that. So don't let it go, as Sonia said, that once you lose some of these things, they're terribly hard to get back, if you can.
Yep. So support your local flexi vehicle service.
Sounds good.
From
to
the
me.
Library, so where we don't want to lose that.
Well, we've still got a couple of minutes. Something else you'd like to bring up?
Okay, so just a reminder that we've got the tax help opening, and we've got still a few other things that continue through the year. We've got the knitting for charity or crocheting for charity. I actually did have someone ring earlier this week who has knitted a whole heap of beanies and so forth, and she'll be dropping them off to us so that we can give it to charities so that we can help others in need.
Do you have a special charity this time? I know you did once before.
In the past, we've also donated to Animal Aid, but we've also donated to an animal rescue charity in Yarra Junction.
Which is Forever Friends. Yep.
And what they do then is they on-sell it to raise funds for their own organisation. We also have lots of networking and interconnection with other community groups and charity groups. So if there's something that we can do to support them, that's what we'll be doing.
Yep. So I guess, do they meet or do they just knit at home?
We have had the opportunities in the past for them to meet. They can also come along on the Monday morning to sit there and knit so that they can all crochet or make up whatever they want to make up.
And have a lot of fun at the same time.
While they're there with the Monday group and then leaving donation for charity.
Yep. And let's face it, the old beanies, everybody needs them at the moment.
Absolutely, and you can never have enough beanies. Whether it's for yourself or for your fairy friends.
That's true too.
Yep.
Anything else?
We also have other books available at the community house. We've got our own street library, which is the yellow fridge out front of the Warree Community House. And there you can drop off, take books, you can borrow, swap or keep it. That's available 24/7. So, you know, we may not be there during the weekend, but you can still come along and have a look for some books and either swap some in or leave some or take some or what have you. So you've always got access to some sort of books.
Because once you've read a book, unless they're outstanding, you don't necessarily want them anymore. Even the op shops won't take them anymore.
That's right, and that's what we found. People still like to have the feel of the book.
Yep.
And so we've got lots of books available, whether it be through our community library, which is in the house, or through the street library, which is the yellow fridge outside
the house.
Oh, so you've
got a library inside the house as well.
Yes, we've also got that inside. It's got other books in there as well. And we've got the flexi van that comes from your library, which is the new name for the old Eastern Regional Library Services.
Yeah.
They are now called Your Library, and they offer the FlexiVan.
That sounds terrific. Because they used to have a big semi-trailer that used to come around, didn't
they? There used to be a massive semi-trailer that used to park up the top of Warrialik.
Yeah.
That was very encumbersome. Now they have a small van, but what they do is they bring in these boxes and crates of books into the house, and so it's set up with inside the house, and you can choose at your leisure.
I was amazed that the lady that used to drive that, or I saw a lady that drove it, and having been involved in the industry where we use semi-drivers all day long and all night long coming from interstate, she did a terrific job parking that.
That was a big truckie.
We've got about 30 seconds to go, so Nick, can you give us your contact details again, please?
Okay, 59646 857, or info at worricomhouse.org.au.
And the AGM is on the 17th of September, 1 to 3pm. Sonia, I'd love to see a big turn up. You'd love to see the house full, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And it'd be great even in any capacity if you can help us out.
Sounds great. Or if you're a volunteer or you've been involved in something that you could volunteer and run a program, give her a ring. Got to go. Thanks for coming, Sonia.
Okay, thanks, Alan.